completely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Going to cover this story that was breaking last night. Craig Mauger, the Detroit News, ran with it at about 6:40 p.m. last night. MERS News Service has a story out on it as well. SanDisk, S-A-N-Disk, D-I-S-K. A semiconductor manufacturer that was exploring building a microchip factory, estimated to bring $55 billion investment to Genesee County area, will not be moving forward with the plans here or anywhere else in the United States. Company officials are telling state government leaders this morning. With too much uncertainty surrounding tariff rates and the ability to get steel and other materials needed to build the microchip, SanDisk leadership is scrapping the Mundy Township project to the disappointment of Governor Gretchen Whitmer and local leaders who envisioned the project bringing a new era of manufacturing to the economically depressed areas of Flint. Their board came to this decision amid national economic turmoil, which is at risk of worsening amid the threats of even higher tariffs, Whitmer said. Michigan's Mundy Township site was the company's preferred destination to build this massive facility, end quote, said Whitmer. Whitmer said her team will continue to compete with other states and counties to bring cutting-edge factories to Michigan. But she noted that the national economic uncertainty will make this harder. Totally disagree with you, Governor. Sorry, not buying it. Well, when asked about the decision, SanDisk media relations teams responded. The company is in a quiet period ahead of our reporting our fiscal year 2025 fourth quarter year-end financial results. This quiet period prevents us from being able to respond. However, Chris Swindon of the Site Selection Group, a manufacturing site selection firm not connected with this particular project, said he feels his economic development friends in Michigan and other states, because he's seeing these types of projects being shelved due to companies being concerned about the volatile tariff rates. Although President Donald Trump's tariff strategy aims to onshore manufacturing plants here in the United States, Swindon explained that the reality is the company's manufacturing highly advanced technology projects must import raw materials to make their goods. If the imported costs of steel and other metals and materials fluctuate wildly, executives are going to hit the pause button. And that's what Swindon sees going on right now. It's just tough to make a decision on these types of projects with so much uncertainty. I got an idea for you, Chris. How about getting your raw materials, your steel, and other materials from us here in the United States? Instead of buying cheap, inferior steel from China, instead of buying rare earth materials from other places, why not get them from us here in the United States? Did you guys see the breaking story the other day? It wasn't wildly reported anywhere. The rare earth finds that they are now finding out in the state of Wyoming. Another huge rare earth mine that's already been ongoing for years in California. Well, this new find in Wyoming is the tip of the iceberg. They say that they are finding, by doing soil borings, Wyoming, perhaps almost the entire state of Wyoming, contains rare earth minerals. And guess what? They're not down that far. Right off of one of the expressways, I believe it's I-90 or 94, one of them out there in Wyoming, guess what? Within a half a mile of the expressway, you actually saw in the news clips semi-trucks going by on the interstate. These guys are out there with earth-moving machines, excavators, other equipment. These guys were only down roughly about 100 feet into the ground. The hole in the ground where they were mining was unbelievably shallow. And the reporter asked the engineer there and said, "What types of materials are you finding here?" 32 different rare earth minerals were being extracted out of the ground there in the state of Wyoming. I'm not buying this politically motivated decision. I'm not buying any of these arguments that Chris Swindon is making. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump's tariff strategies. It has to do with the fact that you guys want to attack him over it. Well, the story continues. SanDisk emerged from Western Digital to specifically build and sell computer memory products, including flash drives, SSDs, removable drives, and other related components for computers, automobiles, and entertainment equipment. The company is currently engaged in a major new stock offering. While reporting over $1 billion of loss over the past 9 months, it may be that facing financial pressures as well as trade worries at this time, said Patrick Anderson, principal and CEO of the Anderson Economic Group. How about maybe perhaps SanDisk is over-leveraged? Maybe perhaps they're not managing the company right. $1 billion in losses over the last 9 months. Could that maybe be the reason why they're putting it on hold? Well, Anderson goes on to say, this doesn't mean the U.S. economy is faltering, or that Michigan isn't a good place for manufacturing. This is one company facing trade worries as well as losing money at the same time while they're courting investors. Those are probably the major reasons for the company's decisions, said Anderson. Additionally, Anderson concurred that there is tremendous uncertainty right now for manufacturers that must export and import into the United States. But that also hits others in other industries like automakers, auto suppliers, not just computer memory and device manufacturers like SanDisk. However, Anderson continues, the U.S. economy is still strong. And even with tariff uncertainty being a burden on it for right now, is not going to stop companies from building things, including computers. Many companies have paused investment decisions until their supply chain and tariff worries can be resolved. SanDisk would not be the first one to pause manufacturing investment at this time until things can be resolved. Well, Whitmer has been working with the House Speaker Matt Hall to persuade President Donald Trump to continue with Biden's administration CHIPS Act funding project, like the one that was proposed for SanDisk here in Mundy Township, Genesee County. This is something that she reached out to the speaker back on November 20th, just a couple of weeks after the November 5th election. Throughout the year, Whitmer has been urging officials to work together to become home to a semiconductor chip assembly plant, known as a fabrication facility, which would comprise and be the most advanced factories on the planet. Well, I don't think this is totally over. I think what you have here is a company that's being mismanaged, losing $1 billion in the past 9 months, and trying to blame it on Donald Trump's tariffs and the uncertainty of it all. Have you guys seen the TV commercials for vehicles that state specifically in the commercial that our prices are stable and not reflecting any tariff worries? So purchase one of our vehicles. It's happening right now. These companies are not overreacting, and they're not going to change their pricing based on tariffs. Why? Because they make their products here in the United States. It's that simple. And that's what I think SanDisk should reconsider. How about getting your raw materials from the United States? Don't worry about exporting materials and having to pay tariffs. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Well, another Democrat politician is blaming President Trump. State Representative Jasper Martis, Democrat from Flushing, isn't buying House Speaker Matt Hall's explanation. Hall came to President Trump's defense saying the president's tariffs, his tariffs policies, punish companies for offshoring jobs and reward companies for bringing factories back to the United States. In addition, the One Big Beautiful Bill, quote unquote, offers incentives for an unprecedented age of semiconductor growth and high-tech job creation. It even provides for a 100% write-off in the taxable year that any investments are made toward these manufacturing plants. Well, Representative Martis isn't buying it. Quote, Donald Trump effed us. He said about the project known as Project Grit. Back last year, June of 2024, the Senate Appropriations Committee gave the final green light to spend $250 million, $250 million to buy off Mundy Township homeowners needed to clear the necessary land for the project. Most of the land in the township of around 15,000 people are located just 10 miles south of Flint and was acquired by the local economic development group. Martis says this was an opportunity to reverse 50 years of people moving away, 50 years of underinvestment. I think of the young families who wanted a reason to stay in this community outside of their parents and their grandparents. There's going to be something that goes in there at some point, and I'll be a cheerleader for that, but that's going to be perhaps a long, long time coming. And for now, I'm really mourning the lost opportunity Genesee County had. According to the Michigan Labor's District Council, they were expecting the project was going to bring 10,000, quote, good-paying jobs. There we go. That's Gretchen Whitmer's famous tagline, good-paying jobs. to the greater Flint region. The Trump's administration failure to offer a clear commitment to the project will be a reason that it does not come to fruition. Again, all of them blaming Donald Trump. Well, according to the My Luna's government affairs director, Robert Young, he said a $55 billion project is a mammoth project. And for companies to make that type of investment, they need the full confidence of all the players to be on board. And I don't think they had that. He went on to say Trump's tariffs didn't help either. Last month in June, the tariff on steel and aluminum imports into the United States at 50%, especially those coming from the United Kingdom. Well, additionally, Trump announced earlier this month that in August, copper imports will also face a 50% tariff. Hey, I got a very simple question for you guys. Why are you buying steel, aluminum imports, copper from other countries? The United States has all of that. Steel, aluminum, copper. So why? Why are you all concerned about it? Because you should be buying these raw materials from United States-based companies. It blows my mind that they're going to try to blame this on Donald Trump's tariffs on imports coming from other countries when you can get the raw materials right here. Unbelievable. Well, they're going to do everything they can to blame him. And guess what? I think the economy is going to prove them wrong. They're going to see other states, ones that aren't controlled by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, they'll be getting these projects. And you know what else? They'll be getting the raw materials from U.S.-based companies. Politics has a lot to do with this. And I think you got a company called SanDisk that is being mismanaged. They've lost $1 billion in the last 9 months while they're trying to raise money for this project. Well, we'll see if somebody else decides to build a semiconductor plant, and let's see if they decide on Michigan. Because the bottom line, I don't think Michigan is, in fact, the sixth best state in the country for manufacturers to come to. We've got a story tied, connected to this one. Michigan Forward Network had a comment. We'll get to that. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention